Jackson's Late Night. Mark Vandermeer, DP City with Ryan Mallett. And we've got the game to play. But before we do that, I know it was really special for you earlier this week visiting some breast cancer survivors. It's going to be Breast Cancer Awareness Day next week at NRG Stadium when the Texans play the Colts. You got the pink wristband there.
Yeah.
So what was
that? Ready to go.
This was one of the sweetest videos I saw because these ladies have been through so much, and then they're practicing with the cheerleaders, and they just think that's part of their day. And then you show up at Papacito's where they're having dinner, and you surprise them.
I think
them.
We have some footage from that to check out. Oh, there they are reacting. So you surprised them.
I like the accessories there, Ryan.
And there was real genuine. And you're eating dinner with them. So you actually
had a big time.
Stayed a while.
We had a big time. Yeah. We just had fun. We told stories. Yeah. She messed around, took pictures, so we had a good time.
All right, so your grandma is a
survivor. Yep.
She
was here last week. She's been to a lot of the games, home
good.
Games.
So she'll be here maybe for Pink Ribbon Night.
Yeah, I hope so. Depends on the niece and nephew situation.
Yeah,
so.
It's Thursday night. It's
we'll see.
Tough to get the game. I got it. Okay, time to play the game with you. Now, this is Cups of Questions. And we have three Texans cups here. Don't touch them because, no. These are secret
don't
categories, okay? We've been working hard on these. Now, you got your left tackle, Dwayne Brown, over here. Now, I'm not going to
tell you. Wait, this is really who asked the question?
No.
Okay.
But
he's going to jump out of the cup, and he's going to ask you the question.
We put the left tackle near you for protection. He's kind of like the bodyguard of the quarterback, right?
Okay.
So, but we're not going to tell you what the categories are. You're going to have to address all three. So pick one out. Just which cup?
Oh, I'm going to have to do all three regardless.
Yeah, I think
you might as well.
Closest one.
Okay, all right, we'll do this. All right.
Here's, do I get to keep the cup?
I think so.
How about it?
Get Dwayne to sign it for you. Okay. This category is mallet palette, okay?
Oh, gosh.
Things associated with hammers, all right? All right. Marvel superhero that is the Asgardian god of thunder who possesses an enchanted hammer. This is...
Not a big Marvel.
No.
Oh,
no.
Long blonde hair.
I know. He's got yellow, right? The yellow color on his suit or no?
Kind of looks like Brooks
Thor?
Reed.
Yes.
Thor. That's
Brooks
it.
Reed.
That's it.
Somebody said Brooks Reed, and I knew exactly what it was. That helps. Yeah, good.
We did do a doppelgangers with the two of them last year. All right, a popular arcade game where the player hammers plush.
Pinball.
What?
Oh, sorry.
Plush moles back into the
whack-a-mole.
Hole.
Whack-a-mole. Yeah. Good. All right.
I was thinking.
He's got two right. What's the third one?
All right, Oakland native that hit the Billboard charts with You Can't Touch This and Too Legit
MC
to Quit.
Hammer.
Very good. Okay,
you're like an expert on mallets. Yeah.
Okay, pick one.
They get harder.
Okay, next
they get harder? I'm glad I picked that one first.
I don't know. I didn't
All right, this is, all right, you're a big fan of Muhammad Ali and the movie Ali and all that. Will Smith portrayed him very well. In fact, it was the anniversary of one of his big fights earlier this week. So, greatest of all time, the GOAT, Muhammad Ali. Fill in the blank of this famous Ali quote. Float like a blank and sting like a blank.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Boom! He's getting them right. All right.
Come on. We got it right.
He wants applause.
We got it right.
The fight of the century. Who did Ali fight after being released from jail to try to regain the heavyweight championship? You want multiple choice or?
Multiple choice.
All right. Was it A, George Foreman? B, Joe Frazier. C, Mike Tyson.
A.
No, Frazier.
Never listen to the audience.
Come on.
Never listen to the audience.
I was thinking Joe Frazier, too.
They're like 0 for 2.
I should have just answered it.
McKelty.
Oh, McKelty Williamson is better known for playing Bubba in Forrest Gump. Which famous boxing promoter did he portray in the movie Ali, who may or may not have really big hair?
Don King.
That is correct. Would you have gotten it without the hair hint?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. One more category.
That's the right
one
answer
more category
to that question.
For Ryan Mallett.
You just want to grab it?
Yeah, this one.
That's only one in there.
All right. Stop it.
Just make it easy. You know.
Texas or Arkansas questions?
Arkansas.
Oh, this is so easy.
Oh, sorry.
You're in the wrong state.
Hey, come on. Where's Texas?
All right.
George W. Bush was born in Connecticut but was governor of this state.
Texas.
I knew
he looked like he thought it was a trick question.
I didn't. I thought it was at first.
This man in black is a country legend who has been enshrined.
Johnny Cash, Arkansas.
Okay, there we go.
Woohoo!
Up on his Arkansas.
Which state's school plays its home games in two different cities?
Arkansas.
Okay, what are they?
Little Rock and Fayetteville.
There we go. Ryan Miller.
100%.
Okay. So how many questions?
So you're pretty competitive. You also have like
a. I thought there was a timer on it.
Yeah.
You also do a no, there's not. You also do a bago tournament with your family every
yes,
year.
Yes, you do.
I sure
we don't
do.
Want you to lose your title in the off season, so we got you a mini tabletop.
You guys are so sweet. I can play in the locker room now.
Yes, instead
you
of
must.
Swinness, you can play that.
There's no Swinness.
Swinness is a good game. I don't know if you guys saw that. You should check it out.
All right, Ryan Mallon, everyone. Thanks a lot for being here.
I appreciate it.
All right, coming up next, it's Fitz Tips, and we also have something special from FanDuel. It's all happening on Late Night.